Today we complete our brief journey down the path of understanding the Holy Spirit and His work in the life of a believer. As a believer seeks to fulfill his or her calling, it is necessary to be adequately equipped for such service. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and therefore possess all the power required to be effective and dynamic in ministry or service in the kingdom of God. But we also need to know that each individual member of the body of Christ, the church, has been given specific gifts to carry out his ministry to which each is called. Today we want to briefly examine the gifts of the Spirit and how we walk in the Spirit. There are four passages in the New Testament that highlights different spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are not the same as talents. I have often heard persons, when asked to name their spiritual gift, identifying things like singing and dancing as gifts. These are not spiritual gifts. They are not mentioned as such either. They are talents, which is defined as a natural ability. In Matthew 25:14-30, Jesus gives a parable about talents. From this, one can conclude that all individuals born into this world have received some form of talent or natural ability that they are expected to invest in the kingdom. The second thing that is important for us to highlight is that only those in whom the Holy Spirit indwells receive spiritual gifts. It is, as it says, a gift of the Spirit. The unsaved person does not possess any spiritual gift. They possess talents. According to Romans 12:3-5, all believers are given grace, which is received from God. All members do not receive the same function. There is diversity in unity. The four passages that identify spiritual gifts are Romans 12:6-8, identifying the gift of prophecy, ministry or service, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, and acts of mercy. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, identifying the gifts of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Ephesians 4:11, identifying the gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, and teachers. And 1 Peter 4:11, identifying the gifts of speaking, ministry, or service. We are told that these gifts are given for the building up of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit or the benefit of all. Spiritual gifts were not given for seeking of applause or for selfish ambitions. These were given in order that the body of Christ might be properly served. They are not intended to merely bring enjoyment to an individual or a congregation, but rather for the benefit of everyone. There are some persons who have received more than one spiritual gift. This does not mean that such an individual is better than others, and therefore are occupying a higher position than the believer with only one gift. To whom much is given, much is required. Luke 12:48. We should also note the fact that no believer has been left without a spiritual gift. Everyone receives at least one gift according to the measure of their faith. 1 Corinthians 12:11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. No gift is more important than the other. They all share equal importance and have purpose to fulfill according to 1 Corinthians 12:22-26. In Ephesians 4, 12 through 16, the Apostle Paul explains the purpose of gifts and lists the following purposes. 1. For equipping the saints so that they can carry out ministry or acts of service. This is important to understand in light of Jesus declaring that anyone who wants to be great in the kingdom must be a servant of all. Mark 10:43 through 45. That is why a child of God indwelt by the Holy Spirit is given gifts of the Spirit to enable everyone to have the required skills for being servants in the kingdom. 2. For the edifying of the body of Christ. This is the building up of the body of Christ. The gifts are intended to be used to expand the body of Christ. Usage of them causes the gospel of Jesus Christ to be spread far and wide, impacting lives all over and drawing men and women into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Thirdly, as the body of Christ is being served by the various usages of spiritual gifts, it produces unity of the faith and increases the knowledge of the Son of God. We must therefore ask ourselves, do I know what my spiritual gift is? Have I been using it for the proper purpose? Am I fulfilling God's plan for spiritual gifts? It is important that every believer, child or adult, knows what their spiritual gift is, so that they will be able to experience the joy of serving the body of Christ. One statistic indicates that 80% of all church members do nothing in church. 10% criticizes, and the work is done by the other 10%. There are many persons who are experiencing being burnt out, fatigue, battle weariness, all because the majority of church members only come to be entertained and served instead of embracing their call to be servants themselves. That is why God has given everyone at least one gift so that all will serve each other. I wish to close this brief series on the Holy Spirit in a life by looking at the words of the Apostle Paul to the Galatian Christians. Having identified the fruit of the Spirit, he admonishes them with these words in Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The child of God, who is a partaker of the divine nature, recipient of the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit and given gifts of the Spirit, ought to endeavor to walk in the Spirit. This means that it is living lives driven by the Spirit, listening to the Spirit, and seeking to obey the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is God, takes over our lives and we endeavor to do only what He directs us to. Decisions are made in the Spirit and by the Spirit. Not that there is no use of the human will, but that will is now aligned to the will of God. There will be no disappointments in living when lives are lived in and by the Spirit. I therefore encourage you today to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit's control over your entire life, your thoughts and actions, your going and coming, your choices and decisions, your motives and intentions. Let everything we do be to the glory and honor of the sovereign God of the universe. Remember, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you do not belong to God. So while He is still available, it is my prayer that you will trust Him and give Him freedom to rule in your heart and life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all as we serve Him with our whole hearts. Amen.